Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. With us this morning is Andrew Dallas, Chief Operating Officer at Pro Athlete Incorporated out of Kansas City, but Andrew also a graduate of Northwest Missouri State in 2007. And Andrew, first of all, let's just talk a little bit about your background, coming from Nottoway County originally, then transferring over to Northwest, and just talk a little bit about your young background.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me to start. I went to Jefferson High School, graduated in 2003, and then went the short distance to Northwest. Felt like home, you know, being that close to where I grew up, and graduated there in 2007. I ended up switching majors a few times, trying to decide what I wanted to do when I grew up. Ended up with a geography degree, and yeah, graduated in 2007 and then kind of moved down to Kansas City after that.
What'd you do initially when you got out of Northwest and moved to Kansas City? What essentially did you start out with down here?
Yeah, so I actually started, I went right into trying to get my master's degree because I knew I wanted to be involved with sports and or business, or, you know, it turns out a combination of both, but just started landscaping to kind of make some money to get through the master's program. And then eventually I stumbled across this company that was called Pro Athlete. And that's kind of where the story starts with Pro Athlete.
Hey, let's just talk a little bit about Pro Athlete. It's essentially a company that really started at the ground roots level and really built into what is really a national company.
Yeah, so this is our 30th year in business. And I've been here 9 of those, and it amazes me every day just some of the things we're doing. I'm so thankful for the opportunity. But we're an online retailer of baseball bats and gloves. And you know, 30 years ago, the Hedrick family opened a sporting goods store in Parkville and sold everything, you know, bats, gloves, football equipment, you name it. They did screen printing. And when the dot-com boom came, we decided to go online. Instead of just being a sporting goods store in North Kansas City, we wanted to be a sporting goods store in the homes of kids across America. And so we narrowed our focus to bats and gloves because those seemed like the best items to kind of sell. And since then, we're probably more known in the Kansas City area for the interesting perks we offer our employees. So, but yeah, nationally, JustBats.com is our most notable brand. That's where we do the majority of our business. And then in the Kansas City area, Pro Athlete is known for those perks that we'll probably talk about.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. It's just something that seems really unique to the workplace for a lot of different reasons, but it really seems like it's employee-driven and where they do a lot of things to make the employee feel at home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always tell people we wouldn't know how to run a business any other way. It feels like the right way to do it, and we just believe in taking care of everybody, and the rest will kind of follow. You know, being here 9 years, I can honestly say we've never made one decision with money in mind first. It's always been our customers first or our employees first, and the perks kind of show that. You know, we've got a personal chef here that cooks us 5 meals a week, and we got a personal trainer who's here every day doing workouts with us. We have a swimming pool, batting cage, racquetball court. One of my favorites is we give each employee $1,500 a year to donate to the charity of their choice. We just want to empower people, and that's kind of how those perks have evolved. We've tried to make people's lives easier and better through those perks, and then we get the best employees back because we give them those things.
I would imagine there's not a lot of turnover in this company.
There's not a lot of turnover. You know, once you get in here, you definitely don't want to leave. We do have some people who maybe, you know, have to move for family reasons or stuff like that, but yeah, most people, once they get in, they try to stay as long as they can.
And despite being a national company, it really, for the most part, it really is kind of a small company too.
Yeah, it is. I think we're just over 50 employees, and you know, proud to say, I was looking at it, but 8 of those are Bearcat alum. So we've had good success with Northwest graduates.
What do you see as the main success for this company? Again, you talked a little bit about the perks that employees have, but what's the driving force behind the success?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the people, you know, from our founders, the Hedricks back in the day. There's just always been this genuine care for anybody that we come in contact with, whether it's the employees, the customers, you know, any partners, our lenders, just our vendors, anybody. And I think that kind of just allows us to do these, you know, amazing things for our employees because they work so hard every day. It's the least we can do to take care of them and make their lives easier. So, yeah, I'd say that.
What are some things, as we circle back a little bit to your time at Northwest, that you feel really helped prepare you for where you're at right now with Pro Athlete?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the main things, I was out on my own, really, for the first time, and you kind of got to figure it out. And Northwest gave me the ability and that resourcefulness. I kind of learned how to learn, if that makes sense. So you just learn to be self-sufficient and resourceful. And, you know, I have a geography degree from there. Honestly, I don't use it a ton here in this job, but the basic skills that I learned there about how to learn and how to grow and how to better myself, I use those every day. And, you know, I'll be forever grateful for that.
All right. Well, Andrew, thanks a lot for being with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And that is Andrew Dowse, Chief Operating Officer with Pro Athlete Incorporated. I'm John Coffey, and that's your Morning Conversation.